Well, don't let the lack of a refrigerator stop you from bringing food along, because shelf-stable food provides you with options on the go. Joining us now is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, what is shelf-stable food? I automatically think canned food, am I right?
Yeah, well, that's part of it, but it's actually, there's a whole array of food that is now available that basically means it's okay at room temperature, so you don't have to refrigerate it, and the USDA says that basically this is stuff that could be on the shelf that, you know, it's not going to spoil, and you don't have to heat or cool it until you eat it, which is really great.
So this isn't something new?
No, it's not new. And think about it. You know, remember like the hams that used to hang in the, good old Virginia barn, right?
You'd see it
in the rafters. Well, so that's shelf-stable food. Not all hams. If you get a ham in a can, that's not shelf-stable. But if it's hanging in a barn or, you know, at a meat counter, it is. And so for a long time, we've known like beef jerky and all kinds of things that are either dried or preserved. Because let's face it, you know, decades ago, 100 years or 200 years ago, we didn't have great refrigeration. So it was really important to have shelf-stable food. And there are a lot of other non-perishable items. So think about rice and pasta and oils and spices, and those are all shelf-stable. But what we're seeing now, the change, is that you can have a lot of foods that you wouldn't necessarily think about as being shelf-stable are now able to be that way so that we can take them anywhere.
And that's including milk and pudding and
yogurt dip. Yeah, it's really interesting. So I actually have a son who is a coach in Atlanta for middle school, and he was asking me for suggestions about snacks that his parents of his team could bring, and, you know, things that wouldn't necessarily need refrigeration. Mm-hmm. And so I discovered there's this whole array of foods. So there are shelf-stable cheeses that come from the Wisconsin Cheese Company and from Gilman Cheese. I found hummus. You probably have gone through the grocery aisles and seen the puddings that are shelf-stable. Mm-hmm. Now, some of those, I think, are going to taste a little bit better if they're chilled slightly. But the point is that you can eat them anyway, and they might be just a perfect thing for these kids.
Now, you mentioned the taste. Some items might taste a little better refrigerated. What about the cost, though? How does it compare?
So the cost is usually pretty similar, and I think the difference becomes if you're looking at single servings, then that can start to go up because obviously there's a little bit more packaging involved. But generally, these things are pretty comparable. So, you know, if you want to have an entree, I mean, it is kind of strange to have lasagna that you might have in your desk drawer at work, or you might take on the road with you and then find a microwave and pop it in to have a dinner on the road. But these things are stable, and you can basically find everything from dips to entrees.
Health-wise, how do they compare with standard food? I'm wondering if they have higher levels of preservatives, sodium, that sort of thing.
Yeah, not necessarily. And again, if you're worried about that, you're counting those things, you should always read the food label, and that will tell you how much. If you tend towards hypertension or high blood pressure, then you may want to have some things that are lower in sodium. But it seems as though, I mean, even canned goods like canned beans, now you can get low sodium or no sodium added. And I've even found chicken broth that has no sodium added. So you can flavor it the way you want. It's dried. You just add water and voila, you've got chicken broth.